It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Frankfort Boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner after a couple of games from this past week. And coach, you go 1-1 this week, starting off with your 37-29 loss at home against Troy. And coach, this was a close one, but you tell me that Troy was able to really control the tempo, slow the game down in a game that was really close throughout.
Yeah, like I was saying, I think there at the end when we fouled, that's when they got their 8-point lead. But up to that point, it was somewhere between a 3-5 point game the whole time through. And give credit to Troy, they kind of did what they wanted to. I thought were very patient offensively and took shots they wanted to, and kind of kept us from playing at the tempo we wanted to. And even though the kids competed hard, we just didn't make enough shots and do some things that we needed to, and Troy was able to get us there.
And you guys followed that up with a win against Onega on the road. 54-27 was the final in this game. And coach, what were some things that were going well in this game that weren't going well for you guys against Troy?
Well, I thought we did a good job of keeping the ball in front of us and making Onega shoot some contested shots. And then I haven't statted it yet, but I felt like during the game that we kind of controlled the rebounds there, kept them to one shot, and then we were able to get the rebounds on the ones that they missed. And, you know, for the most part, took care of the ball and took some good shots in rhythm and knocked them down, and, you know, pretty balanced scoring throughout. So it was a pretty good game for us.
So a couple games left for you guys in the regular season. You guys will go to Washington County coming up here on Friday and follow it up with your regular season finale against Lynn on Monday at home. And, coach, with these last two games, in the league standings, you guys are kind of in the middle, bottom of the pack as of right now at 4-5, 9-9 overall. Are there some sort of goals that you're trying to achieve rather in the league standings or in your sub-state standings?
Well, I mean, we just want to go out playing our best basketball, and, you know, we want to try to accomplish that goal of finishing over 500 if we have that opportunity, and kind of having a little run going into sub-state. But like you said, Washington and Lynn, that's who we have, and both of them are well-coached teams that will battle, and we want to try to do our best to play our best basketball so that when sub-state does get here, we kind of have a rhythm in what we're doing and a belief in ourselves and what we want to accomplish.
And, coach, there is a very real possibility that you could match up with Washington County in your sub-state game. So with that being said, in this game coming up here on Friday, do you possibly pull back your punches a little bit and be like, okay, we don't want to show them everything and put everything all in? Or are you just trying to really make sure that you get this win here and then maybe just think about possibly switching things up for your next appearance? And do you want to get your thoughts on that?
Oh, I don't. I mean, we know that there's a real possibility that that happens, but I guess my mindset is any game you compete in, you go out there to compete at the highest level and try to win the game if that's a possibility. So I think our mindset is to try to go get one, if not two, and, you know, kind of see where the chips fall after that and be ready to come back on Thursday next week and play whoever we get an opportunity to play.
A lot to be determined here in this last week of regular season action. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it today.
Thank you. We appreciate all you do.
That was Frankfort Boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.